October consumer sentiment index dropped by almost 12% below its July high. Did the government shutdown have anything to do with consumers' outlook and expenditure plans?
You're listening to WDIY's Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar.
Dow Jones Industrial Average is 18% up for the year. However, not all of the upward movement of the stock market is reflective of gains in the real economy. A significant part of the market gain is due to Federal Reserve's $85 billion monthly purchases of bonds. The stock market is significantly up for the year. Employment is slowly moving up, and the economy has shown some moderate signs of growth. And then comes the government shutdown, and a real threat for causing U.S. government to default on its debt for the first time in history. Fortunately for all of us, it didn't happen. But what did it cost us? To start with, the direct cost of the shutdown, according to S&P, was at least $24 billion. Many economists have reduced their forecast for the fourth quarter growth from around 3% to around 2%. And there has been some erosion in the no-risk standard that the U.S. government bond stood for internationally for the last 60 years. Unfortunately, this is not all. We are starting to see some other issues that are of concern. The drop in consumer sentiment happened despite the fact that the stock market was rising and oil prices were dropping, two factors that almost always affect consumer sentiment positively. Historically, consumer purchases, and particularly purchases of consumer durable like cars, refrigerators, washing machines, etc., is highly correlated with consumer sentiment. So when consumer sentiment drops, the sale of consumer goods usually drops also. For example, car sales ran at around 16 to 17 million units annually before the Great Recession. During the recession, that number dropped to around 10 million units, a huge drop, which significantly impacted the U.S. car manufacturers. Since the beginning of the recovery, car sales have been rising at a very healthy rate. Passing 15 million units late last year, car sales exceeded 16 million units in August, annual rate, of course. But in September, this number dropped back significantly. Historically, car sales are more likely to rise in September than to drop. And while one observation does not make a trend, this unexpected drop does provide cause for concern, particularly considering that we may yet again go through a government shutdown and even potentially face the disastrous possibility of a default in the coming January and February. We are all obviously hoping that it will not be the same show, different date. For businesses and consumers alike to be able to set plans for purchases, hiring, etc., they need to have a reasonable idea of what government's major economic policies are, at least for the near future. Economic growth requires a healthy dose of predictability. Playing Russian roulette with the economy is the height of irresponsibility. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.